The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, owner, and with my husband, partner, associate, assistant, fellow realtor.
That would be me.
Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. And our very special guest, Melanie McLean, a 32-year veteran of the real estate industry and the owner of Jackson Real Estate.
Good morning, Jackie and Pat. Great to be back with you.
Thanks for coming back. We appreciate the second show in a row. You grew up in the business, much like myself. We are real estate brats. Is that the term?
I think so. I often tell people you get into real estate because you don't know any better.
I have to agree with that statement.
I'll swear to that.
We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss numerous real estate topics. We have many experienced realtors. We've been listing, selling, appraising for over 40 years. We are the proud recipient of the Century 21 Quality Service Award for 2010. During the week, you can feel free to
email us any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us at 570-344-6724.
View our listings or search the MLS by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. You can also listen to our archived radio shows there. And you can friend us on Facebook at Jack Ruddy. Always can suggest a topic by going to
questions@jruddy.com. Send everything you have to questions@jruddy.com.
Okay, Melanie, give me a little background on you, please. How long you been doing the business? How'd you get started? So on and so forth, please.
Well, I'm second generation, and I tell the story that I came home from college and announced I wanted to teach, and my mother said, get your real estate license. Then I figured out I could teach realtors. I do enjoy listing, selling, and appraising. I still do all three because I think people who teach ought to know what is really going on in the market. I do a lot of writing, and I just really have a good time.
You are excellent at what you do. You are very gifted, talented instructor. I've taken many of your classes, and I think a lot like you because of that.
Well, thank you. That is a really sweet thing to say.
I know you do things the right way, too. So, and I'm very happy that you came here with us today and are with us on the show. Today, I thought we can talk about a few things that are buzzing about in the real estate industry. There are some things that the policymakers in Washington are looking at doing, and sometimes, you know, people don't really, the public doesn't have the knowledge that we do. So I'd like to talk about, first thing, mortgage interest deduction. That's on, from my understanding, that's being looked at right now as possible removal or
Elimination
of?
That's my understanding as well. Currently, under the IRS tax code, a person may deduct up to $1 million worth of interest on their primary residence and one additional property.
Okay.
Of course, once you're Donald Trump, you don't get the mortgage interest deduction on all those many, many properties he has. I would have to say that I don't think this is the time to hit real estate. We're still kind of reeling from the effects of the mortgage meltdown. The other thing is that Congress needs to pay attention to unintended consequences. I don't know, Jackie, you're younger than I am, but there was a time that the IRS code allowed a taxpayer to deduct interest on an automobile loan and on credit card loans. When Congress eliminated those deductions, everyone went to the homeowner line of credit because they could deduct their mortgage interest. Well, what started to happen throughout the 90s and the 2000s, and every appraiser I know will agree with this, homeowners began treating their houses like a giant ATM machine. And every 2 years, they wanted to push the buttons and do a cash-out refinance and take the money and pay off the car loan, pay off the credit card loans.
Go on vacation.
Absolutely. Sometimes it was good stuff. Sometimes it was remodeling the home. Sometimes it was sending kids to college. There were reasons to do it. There were good reasons, there were not so good reasons. But the net result was you have a lot of people who don't have a strong equity position at this point in time. So I wish that Congress would think through things they do and understand there's always an unintended consequence. Nothing to do with real estate, but there's a great book called Last Call. It's about prohibition. And when I'm teaching a course I teach called Economics in Real Estate, I ask students, do you know where we got the mafia and NASCAR? And I usually have one bright student who says prohibition. And they're exactly right. Organized crime and NASCAR are both byproducts of prohibition. Organized crime, because as soon as alcohol was illegal, the criminals came in, took over, brought it in, sold it, made a lot of money. NASCAR was literally the Southern boys running from the revenuers in their souped-up cars. Now, when they came around with prohibition, I would like to think, had they said to the American public, this will bring organized crime on an unprecedented level, and they will move from alcohol into drugs, prostitution, gun running, and all this other bad stuff, people would have said, wait, maybe it's not such a great idea. But unintended consequences.
Boardwalk Empire is what I'm thinking of.
Prohibition.
Yes. That HBO show that's on now. Well, okay, getting back to our topic. Two in every three Americans, 67% of Americans, oppose eliminating the home mortgage interest deduction as the plan to reduce the federal deficit. And who's using the mortgage interest deduction? These are interesting stats. Households headed by persons between 35 and 45 years of age are the largest takers of the mortgage interest deduction. How about that?
That would be people who really need the mortgage interest deduction. And I know that's something we sometimes talk to consumers about when they buy a house. However, I'm going to be a little contrarian for just a moment and say, as realtors, we need to also talk about the other reasons to own a house, because it can't all be about the mortgage deduction and the financial end. I think people need to buy their own homes for stability, to have a place to raise their family, to be able to say to their kids, this is our home, we're not moving because the landlord says we've got to get out. But I really think that Congress should take a long, hard look at that, and hopefully NAR can light up the switchboard as we've done in previous things.
Right. Well, I mean, there's always that call to action, and I'm a part of it. But, you know, I also get those emails, those broker call to actions, where I don't understand why other realtors aren't doing the call to action. And this is so important. It's not, you're right, it's not the sole reason someone should own a home, but it's a benefit.
It's absolutely a benefit. And real estate is still struggling. We still have a lot of inventory nationwide. We still have a lot of markets that have not recovered. They're either still sliding or they're stagnant. Now, you had shared with me during the last program, your local market is actually up 6%. My local market is up. Of course, I'm deeper into the Marcellus Shale territory than you are, but we're fortunate. There are parts of the country that are not recovered, and this would just be one other hit.
Which we can't afford right now.
Absolutely not. Housing traditionally is the vehicle to bring us out of a recession in this country. And we really need housing to become strong again. You and I know people who buy houses buy lawnmowers and carpeting and paint and kitchen cupboards and furniture. And it just sends waves through the economy.
We talked about that on one show. A house purchase and probably infuses the economy by how much? $50,000, $60,000?
I don't remember the exact numbers, but I know we pump a lot of money into the economy. Just we did a roof and all those shingles and the workers we had to employ. And like you said, it's a ripple effect.
Absolutely.
So I think it's important for people just to mention to their congressmen and senators in Washington, it's not the time. I know every 10 years or so they look at this, and we're always fearful. But Dr. Lawrence Yun, the chief economist of NAR, doesn't think it'll be eliminated, but I'm always skeptical.
Sure. The other thing I've read is that actually elimination of it would not generate that much revenue. Considering how much revenue we really need to solve the problems in this country, it would be the proverbial drop in the bucket.
Okay, well.
All right, so keep the mortgage home interest deduction.
There you go.
Yes, keep it. That's our message. Okay, how about now there's also buzz about a 20% down requirement.
Gosh, you know, lending is a pendulum, as is the real estate market. And I've seen this during my career, and I'm sure you have, and your dad did, and my mother did. We go from one extreme to the other. So in the early 2000s, if you could fog a mirror, they gave you a mortgage loan, whether you ought to have one or not. Now we're to the point, someone says, I have perfect credit, I've got a great job, I've got 5% down, and here's my firstborn child, and the lender is like, well, maybe we'll give you a loan. We had a very interesting speaker at the NAR mid-year meetings in May in Washington, D.C., Steve Jones from Ohio. He is in line to become NAR president, and he said that they have analyzed the risk and the risk to the lender from a 5% down loan to a 20% down loan is 0.6%. To me, it's ridiculous to try and make consumers come up with another 15% for that small amount of risk. The other thing we have from NAR is that the average buyers would have to save 14 years to acquire a 20% down payment. Well, of course, in those 14 years, the target's going to keep moving because houses are going to go up. One other final demographic thing to think about with this, Jackie. I'm a boomer. You're a boomer who's a little bit younger than I am. Our generation did not spend near as much on college as my kids did. Now, we put our kids through college. We were fortunate to do that. A lot of my kids' friends have student loans. We have young people today. They've got $100,000 worth of student debt. Tell me how they are going to save 20% and buy a house and have a family. And we need new household formation, people buying houses, to get housing back on track.
I agree. We're going to hold that thought because we're going to revisit that after the break. We're going to head towards a break. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Before the break, we'll review a listing, Pat.
Yes, we have a listing by Tony Blasi. That's 1816 Dixon Avenue. It's $69,500. It's 4 bedrooms, 1.5 baths. This is a great home with just a little bit of exterior maintenance in the Green Ridge section of Scranton. The potential master bedroom on the first floor, modern living room and dining room, and it's close to schools and shopping. That's 4 bedrooms, 1.5 baths. The taxes are only $1,496. I wish my taxes were $1,496. That's 1816 Dixon Avenue in Scranton for $69,500.
Okay, it's break time. Please stay with us. We will be back in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
Welcome back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, and our very special guest, Melanie McLean.
Good morning, Jackie and Pat.
Thanks again for being here with us 2 weeks in a row. Melanie, you are an instructor, a real estate instructor, a broker owner, a certified appraiser. You are a 32-year veteran in the real estate business. What else?
A mother and a grandmother.
Yeah.
There you go.
Of a newborn.
Yes, we have a 2-month-old grandson. He's the greatest thing in the world.
And you're having a lot of fun. You live close and you get to watch him.
I do.
Excellent.
I do.
All right. That's your fun time. Before the break, we were talking about the qualified residential mortgage, which is called QRM. It's something that policymakers are looking at requiring at least 20% down. And there's, among other strict underwriting criteria, which we can talk about. That's where the lenders would have to retain a 5% stake in the vast majority of new loans, and specifically those that don't meet the 20% down payment threshold. NAR, which is the National Association of Realtors, estimates that financing costs for loans not meeting the requirements would be up to 100 basis points higher than other mortgages, knocking many would-be buyers out of the market. What say you?
Well, this would be the worst time to knock people out of the market. Real estate markets are fueled by a number of things, but one of the biggest engines for us is new household formation, which leads to first-time buyers. First-time buyers traditionally do not have a lot of money, but if your first-time buyers do not enter the market, the people who bought those first-time homes 10 years ago cannot become move-up buyers. The homes that they would buy, those folks cannot become move-up buyers. And at the very end, where you have the folks who are saying, gee whiz, it's time to downsize or maybe go to Florida or buy a condominium, they can't do it either because there's no one in line to buy their house. We're very much dominoes in real estate.
Yes, for sure. Okay, here's a little bit of information. 7 in 10 Americans say requiring a down payment of 20% on the cost of a home would have a negative impact on the housing market.
Do you think?
Yeah. Okay, more than 3/4 of renters currently, people currently renting a property, that's 77%, say they would be less likely to buy a new home if they were required to make a 20% down payment. Among current homeowners, 4 in 10, that's 39%, say they would not have been able to buy their current home if they were required to put 20% down. So I just don't think that this would be very good.
It's not a very good idea. And the other thing is, right now in so many markets, the prices are so attractive and interest rates remain so low that people can actually buy for less than they are paying in rent. So it really doesn't make much sense to pay $1,000 a month in rent when for $800 a month, including your taxes and insurance, you can buy a home and build some equity.
Why would they be considering doing this?
You know, if I understood Congress, I would be a rich woman because I'd be able to explain it to everyone else. I don't understand the policymakers behind this. I'm not sure that they are people who really understand real estate and the importance of real estate to the economy.
I think you are so correct there. Yet, they're looking at this. And I just fear that, you know, something else that most Americans are against would be something that we're going to have to live with.
Well, all I can say is we need to educate consumers, as you're doing here today on your program, which is excellent. And people need to be politically involved. They need to know who represents them. They need to make their thoughts known to the people who represent them. In this electronic age, it's very easy to send an email to your congressman.
Simple, within seconds.
And just say, you know what? I can't come up with 20% down, and I would like to become a homeowner. And home ownership fuels our economy. Why are you going to make it so hard?
Yeah, you were talking about it. The kids that are coming out of college have these huge student loans. Say the kid is saddled with a $100,000 student loan, and you're going to tell them to come up with an additional 20%?
Exactly. And these are people in their 20s. And what do people generally want to do in their 20s? They want to get married, and they want to start families. And, you know, there's just only so much to go around. Yeah, the cost of higher education has really gone up, and that's been a real burden for the kids in Generation X and Generation Y in particular, because it's just cost them so much more. My husband just sold a house to a young couple, and one of them had just finished medical school. She has student loans of $250,000.
Oh, God.
That's a loan on something you can't drive and you can't live in.
Well, home ownership matters, and so we're against any kind of policy that would, you know, that QRM and them forcing a 20% down payment on people. I feel that I'm strongly against it, strongly opposed. I hope people also get vocal. If they don't want to email, at least call Washington. Let them know.
Absolutely. And the thing of it is, again, the banks are of the pendulum. They realize they messed up in the early 2000s and made loans they shouldn't have made. And now they're going way too far in the other direction. They need to be in the middle. They need basic, solid underwriting, which is you want people who have an employment history. You want people who have a good credit history. And you want some down payment, but 20% I think is too much.
Excessive. Some people say realtors shouldn't encourage home ownership because some people shouldn't own homes. And that's a correct statement in the last part, the latter part of it. Some people shouldn't own homes. But the people that want to and that can should.
Absolutely. And there's always going to be a percentage of the population that for a variety of reasons are not wanting to be homeowners. Maybe they're in a highly transient job. Maybe they're elderly and the market they're in does not offer a lot of alternatives for maintenance-free condominiums or something you could own. You have some people who unfortunately just don't get the budgeting part of life. They're surprised as all get out every month when they get a light bill. Oh, another one of these. I thought I paid this. So, you know, you have that small percentage, but the majority of people see the value in buying something as opposed buying something for yourself as opposed to buying something for your landlord, which is what you do with rent.
Well, it's part of the American dream. It always has been a home ownership, and I think it's still we need to continue it. I think it's a big part of being American.
Oh, and Jackie, wouldn't you agree, one of the greatest highs in real estate is selling that first home to a young couple.
I can't agree more.
They are so excited. Patrick, you've been there, huh?
Yes.
I mean, they're just, they cannot believe it happened to them. I still get a kick out of that every time it happens.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Gordy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. You know, we're coming upon the end of the show, and it'll be here before we know it. But before we leave, I want to talk about real estate valuations online.
Okay. Great topic, Jackie. What you see online with things like Zillow and house values and things like that are a form of an automated valuation model known in the industry as an AVM. Now, AVMs have been around for a long time. For example, county courthouse assessment offices have always used AVMs to value a lot of real estate at one time. The biggest problem with any automated valuation model, and I use this phrase every time I teach valuation to realtors or to appraisers, is basically this. All comps are sales, but all sales are not comps. For an appraiser to use a comparable in an appraisal report, it has to have been a property that sold. You can't pick a house and say, you know, it should have sold, and it should have sold for this much. It has to be a sale. That being said, we have transactions that are not comparables because, number one, they're not arm's length. Let me give you a perfect example. I had a young man call me. He wanted an appraisal. His mother had passed away. His father was in a nursing home. He lived several states away. He was going to auction the house and contents. He said, I need to know what I should sell this house for at auction. Well, that's a quick sale price in appraisal lingo because you're going to sell it quickly. I did an appraisal for him, came up with a value, which, by the way, was a little less than market value because market value is you allow some time for exposure. House did not go at auction. The day after the auction, the son of the neighbors approached him and offered him 20% less than his minimum price at the auction, and he took it, probably because that family had been very good to his parents and he liked them. And owners do things like this. Well, that's going to show up in an automated valuation model as a comp, and I'm using the word advisedly. They're going to put it in to their program. They're going to apply multiple linear regression, which we don't even want to talk about. But basically, in layman's terms, that is going to bring the value of that neighborhood down, whereas I, as an appraiser, would have never used that as a comparable. I would have said, not an arm's length sale. I know the circumstances. And I just simply would not have used it as a comparable. We've got consumers relying on these like they are the holy grail. Nothing substitutes for a professional who knows your neighborhood, an agent or an appraiser.
Right, a real estate professional that knows how to adjust for amenities, condition, square footage, so on and so forth. And in your area, and I'm sure your area is a lot like my area, you can go two blocks and it's a totally different area.
Absolutely. The other thing I see with a lot of the AVMs, they do not understand school district boundaries.
No.
They do not understand other boundaries that influence value, and they think, oh, across the river is the same as this side. No, not necessarily.
There's actually no formula, no algorithm, no equation, no mathematical number that can come up on these valuations that could arrive at a fair market value.
I totally agree.
All right. A lot of times buyers go in on these websites and they go before they make an offer, they determine, and it's like you said, there's low values and they're bringing the house value down on the house that they wish to make a purchase on. And I've seen it. In my experience, it has happened very recently on a home. And the person didn't wind up getting the house and really, really upset the seller.
Oh, absolutely. A seller will get very upset if you insult them early on. And, you know, we have an expression in our office, sometimes you have to lose a house before you get to buy a house. You know, you get these young buyers and people are coaching them, you have to pay less, you can't pay full price. They make an offer, they don't get the house because somebody else outbids them. And that has to happen to some buyers before they realize, you know what, this house was priced right.
Right, and the damage was done. And, you know, it was the cousin in New Hampshire that went on this website that saw this value and said, you're a first-time home buyer. I have to tell you, you can't offer more than X amount of dollars for this house.
From New Hampshire?
Mm-hmm.
Without seeing the house?
Well, they were on
online.
Zillow.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. It's a sad thing, and that genie is not going back in the bottle, unfortunately.
And it can happen. The reverse can happen. A seller might think that their house is valued a lot more because a house a block and a half away is sold for a higher price.
Two people can get together and you can have two fools met and have an outrageously high price paid.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up. And before we do, did you have an announcement to make on one of your a real estate class?
I don't have one right now.
Okay.
In your area. I'm going to New England in the next few weeks.
Okay.
So I'll be back here later in the fall.
When you do, let me know because I'd like
sure
to
will.
Announce it. Okay. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes. I have a listing by Jason Thomas. It's 925 North Irving Avenue in Scranton. It's listed for $134,900. It's a three-bedroom, two full baths. It has hardwood floors throughout with an updated kitchen, a one-car garage, a low-maintenance stucco exterior. This is a very nice house on a great block, 925 North Irving Avenue for $134,900.
Thank you, Pat. And our tip today, search for foreclosure listings in your target area right from the palm of your hand with the Complete Foreclosures app. Go to www.completerealty.com. The Complete Foreclosures app for the iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch was rated one of the top 10 business apps and was featured in the Wall Street Journal, Business Week, Forbes, and Bloomberg, all within the first week of launch. It's a free iTunes download, and features include instantly searching foreclosed listings in your area or nationwide. Go to www.completerealtysuite.com. We have to say goodbye. Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker with Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney.
Thank you, Jackie.
And thank you, Melanie McLean, very much.
Thank you, Jackie. It was great to be with you folks.
Thank you. Remember to contact us at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate by going to
jruddy.com. You can ask us any questions at questions@jruddy.com or call us at 570-344-6724.
View our listings or search the MLS by going to jruddy.com. Thanks for joining us and have a superb weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind?
It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.